you've ever had the chance to search for a hotel, you know there are many choices. When you search for a hotel, you often search for three things: lodging, food, and service. In essence, hospitality. But when you get to the hotel, we do something that usually goes against the rule of hospitality. We get to our room, and we search for a small sign that you can put on the door, which says, "Do not disturb." Now, if a synagogue owned a hotel, and I'm not sure if there are any synagogues that own hotels, but if a synagogue owned a hotel, I would throw away all the "please do not disturb" signs and put a different sign on the door, which is "please disturb." I say that because we are a people that enjoys being with people. Everything from a daily minyan to people gathering for births, for funerals, for weddings, for B'nai Mitzvah. It is what we do. People gathering around the Shabbat table, it is what we do. When we study, we never study alone. Chevruta o mituta. Meaning you must have a study partner or else death. I remember in New York in rabbinical school, I used to attend a minyan every Shabbat on 110th Street and Broadway at Ramat Orah Synagogue. And after the service, every single week, they would ask for anyone who had a place at their Shabbat table to come up to the bima and wait for others who did not have a place at their Shabbat table, just for the pure act of hospitality. Thankfully, in our tradition, we have a wonderful model of hospitality, and that is, of course, our father Abraham. But for just a few moments, I want to compare Abraham to his nephew Lot, who does not usually garner the best reputation of hospitality in our Torah. You see, when it comes to Lot, our Torah says that he welcomed in three malachim, three angels, into the tent of Sodom. And he washed their feet, and he gave them water, and he gave them food, and he urged them to stay with him. And finally they did. And Abraham welcomes three anashim. Not angels, but three people. Rashi says the three people look like poor, wretched, ragged people walking down the street. Abraham had no idea that they were angels. So the rabbis look at Lot and they said, if an angel walked by your house and you knew it was an angel, there's a pretty high percentage that you're going to open that door and invite that person for Shabbat. But Abraham, on the other hand, the Torah uses two words. The first is vayarotz, that Abraham ran to do this mitzvah. And the second is vayimaher. Not just, he didn't only run, he ran very quickly. Lot did the mitzvah with apathy and perhaps a sense of laziness. Abraham did it, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. And our tradition goes even one step further that says Abraham not only invited the people in his home, but he planted trees outside along the way so people knew that when they walked by, that was the place to be hosted. Abraham didn't have to do this, but he wanted to do this. We all know that home hospitality, that a home-cooked meal, is the best remedy for loneliness, is the best remedy for people to come together. But we also know that within our Jewish history, there have been times that we as Jews have been persecuted. And in fact, in the 12th and 13th centuries, when this was the case, there was actually a minhag, a custom in Germany, that on Passover, no Jew should invite another person over for their Pesach Seder. Because people were forcibly converting to other religions outside of Judaism, and if, God forbid, somebody came into your house and saw that you were secretly practicing Judaism and had a piece of matzah on your plate, that would be the end. Well, the very famous Rabbi Maharam of Rothenburg, he was a young boy and he went to the synagogue on the first night of Passover before the Seder began. And just like that synagogue in New York, there was one man left and he had no place to go for a Seder. But unlike that synagogue, nobody made an announcement because it was the rule of the land that you did not invite somebody over to your Passover Seder. And so what happened? This little boy who became one of the greatest rabbis took took this man and brought him to his house. And his mother said, "We can't invite him into our house. This is against the law." And the Maharam looked at his mother and said this, "In our Pesach Haggadah, it says, 'All who are hungry, please come in and eat.'" He told his mother, "We will not start the Seder until this man is invited in our house and he enjoys the Passover meal with us." And because of that small act of that future rabbi, that minhag, that custom which became the rule of the land, was abolished. And so I ask this morning, let us not be like Lot. Let us not do the act of hospitality with laziness and apathy. Let us not put a please do not disturb sign in front of our public gatherings on Shabbat. But rather, let's be like Abraham. Plant those trees outside the door, knowing that this and our community is a welcoming place, for you never know when those anashim, when those people that walk through the door, will be the angel sitting next to you. Shabbat shalom.